I am down at the beach.
Mostly because I told a friend yesterday that I would. I promised myself that I would do this. And even if the weather is not entirely conducive to this kind of rubbish, and the wind is coming directly off the sodding South Pole, I am nothing if not stubborn, so I'm down here, squidging my toes in the sand. And I thought maybe I could take a couple of minutes to... Shut up! Sorry, seagulls everywhere. To ruminate on something that has kind of come up a couple of different ways in the last few days for me, and I think it's probably relevant, although, you know, it's a ramble, so you take it or leave it. I had a very, very dear friend who had a really bad day because, very, very broadly, it turned out that, you know, maybe a friendship that he thought was quite a big deal wasn't, you know, quite a big deal to the other person. And, you know, nobody... Wow, this seagull is bold as hell. Nobody's obligated to be friendly with us. You know, nobody's obligated to give you their time and their energy. And that is perfectly true. It's probably true nowhere more than GWA. You know, it's super, super true for anybody who's making sort of vaguely porny audios online, because, you know, you will get people contacting you who are expecting all manner of things that maybe you're not super interested in giving them. But I mean, it's true everywhere. But that being the case, I also think that, you know, at some point you have to be aware of the fact that it always costs people something to reach out to you and to try and make that contact. And, you know, they're gambling with themselves. For some people, this is not a very big gamble. They'll throw out a million and one approaches in a day. You see these people at bars all the time. And, you know, rejection after rejection really doesn't bother them because they're not investing a huge amount in it. Whereas for other people, every sort of gambit, every offering of themselves to someone else is a really big deal because it's very difficult for them to do that. And, you know, maybe they had to psych themselves up to it. Maybe, you know, maybe it's, you know, really, really hard for them. And then if you don't at least treat that gamble and that approach with, I mean, not kindness, I suppose, you know, be kind to everybody, but respect what it can cost somebody to make that approach. And I think that people would be a lot nicer to each other if you were just prepared to take into account the fact that, yeah, okay, I don't necessarily want this friendship, I don't want this relationship, but I respect the risk that you took offering it to me. Because, you know, offering that part of yourself up and getting slapped for it is, it's not fun. And for some people, it's cripplingly not fun. I always think about, you sort of watch those, like those summer movies or those sort of chick flick movies, and there'll be a friend and, something has happened to the main character, or maybe something happened to the main character's friend, and this friend will drop everything and get on a red eye in the middle of the night, to go and be with their buddy. Oh my God, you are so angry. Chill out. To go and be with this friend because they are that important. They're that big a part of their lives. And everybody, I think, kind of wants that, but nobody's prepared to be the first person to offer that up. You don't get that kind of friendship out of everybody. You know, and some people you would want it from. I have very few people in my life for whom I feel that way, but I do have them. I've just come back from a holiday with my girlfriends that I went to high school with. And at some time in the past, you know, 10 or 15 years, every one of us has gotten on a last-minute flight to go see one of the other ones because something has happened. Something has come along in that person's life and the first thing they did was reach out to their best friend, and their best friend has responded in the only way that seemed reasonable, and that was to book a flight. You know, some of those things were insanely positive. One or two of them were profoundly negative. I did once book a 2 a.m. flight to another landmass after a panicked phone call from one of my best childhood friends. And I'm comfortable doing that, and we have that relationship, and we are now, you know, we're in this little sort of threesome of friends where we're so tightly bound up with each other that none of that feels strange or unusual anymore. But you don't, you can't walk into a room and expect someone to give that to you. Somebody has to be the first person to offer that up. Someone is the first person to go, I'm going to expend a huge amount of energy because I have decided that you are going to be worth that to me to do that. But the problem with being the person who puts that out there is that, you know, you risk sort of offering up something that is very precious, you know, this part of yourself, and you're prepared to say, I find you to be so important to me that I'm prepared to do all of this stuff. And if that is just flat out rejected, that's a relationship that the other person doesn't want, that can be absolutely heartbreaking. Or, you know, even worse, you can end up being in a situation where, you know, you're prepared to hand over this very significant part of yourself. Holy shit, dude, I'm talking. They're my chips. Go away. Oh, my God. Where, you know, you're prepared to offer up all of this energy and all of this emotional support. Sometimes it's even financial support. And the person that you have, you know, taken on that relationship with is prepared to take all of that and maybe not reciprocate in any meaningful way. Sometimes that's on purpose. Sometimes it's not. It's just, you know, it's just not that kind of a friendship. And that, I think, can suck even more, you know, when you feel like you're having this beautiful exchange of relationship and then, you know, something happens and you realize that they were never really prepared to be as involved in you and your existence as you are with them and theirs. And your well-being and happiness is not as important to them as theirs is to you. And I think that's awful. It's probably one of the most awful feelings. And it's funny how we make decisions about that, about who we're gonna give that energy to, who we're gonna give that time to, and allow to do that for us. And it's been really it's been really funny for me the last sort of month on GWA, because I mean, you know, the kind of approaches that you get as a creator on GWA, it just happens, it's fine. And I am not in any way complaining about anybody. Nobody has been what I would consider to be untoward or overly pushy, nothing like that. But some of it's been a little bit more forward than maybe I was prepared for. And some of it has been perfectly not overly forward, and yet there was something about the approach that just didn't work for me. It didn't feel right. It didn't sit right. And I mean, you know, nobody has the right to demand that you talk to them. Nobody has the right to demand that you give them your time and your attention. You know, maybe I hadn't had my coffee yet. Maybe I'd had too much coffee. Maybe a person 20 minutes ago was rude to me in a shop, and I'm just still holding on to that. And so when you approach, you know, when you make that message, something that, you know, 2 days ago I engaged in a very long and meaningful conversation with somebody over with the exact same opening gambit, and now I'm not gonna do that anymore. But I do try very, very hard not to be dismissive or unkind about it. You know, I have, you know, mentioned before that I have friendships that I have made here that I value a great deal. And they're very different they're very different kinds of friendships. Some of them are reasonably surface, but they're very, very fun. and very sweet and supporting in their own way. They're dirty as hell, but, you know, that's fun too. But it doesn't really go any deeper. We don't tell each other things about our lives or our jobs or any of that kind of stuff. It's a very fun surface level, you know, come enjoy being with me, enjoy being in my orbit sort of a situation that, you know, where that give and take is happening. And others are extremely personal. I have a friend, one particular friend who I won't name, who... they could Google me now and they would find me if they wanted to. And I am not particularly concerned about that. You know, our friendship is not... It's funny considering that it's a GWA friendship. It is not particularly naughty. I mean, there is that undertone and that aspect of it, and I listen to the audios that they make and I listen to the audios that I make, and, you know, it's cheeky. But, you know, to this point, it really hasn't been overtly naughty. It is much more in the way of, you know, life is happening and I want someone to talk to about it. And they are quite happy to do that with me. And then they talk to me about what's going on with them. And I value that friendship a great deal. Others, I made a joke with someone, I think it was yesterday, that we met 8 days ago, and that is crazy, because of the friendship that I feel that we have now. You know, that you can just, you know, gun the accelerator and sort of speed past a lot of crap, and get to things that are a little bit more real. And I think anonymity is a part of that too, in that, you know, I can say things that I would not say to people that I physically know, because I can see the way that they're going to look at me. I'm sorry, it's really windy. I hope this isn't sort of going to be crazy. I'm trying to protect the mic as best I can. I don't really know where I was going with this, except that I think people don't necessarily value each other as much as we should. And even if it's not a relationship that you want, even if it's not something that you want to pursue, I think that there is a certain amount of respect that is necessary and gentleness that is necessary when we're dealing with each other. And I try very hard to stick with that, and I hope that I find myself hoping very much that I have not been cold seeming or dismissive to anybody, because in realizing that this is something that, you know, may have happened to a friend of mine, I would very much hate to have done that to anyone else. Even if for whatever reason, and it doesn't matter what the reason is, because I don't have to be friends with anybody that I don't want to, but, you know, if for whatever reason it hasn't been something that I was interested in pursuing, I hope very much that nobody feels like I was mean or dismissive or anything like that, because I don't want that, and I would never mean to do that. It's very cold here now. and these seagulls are actually starting to lose their sodding minds, so I think I'm going to have to give them the rest of my chips and get out of here. This has been Wishes with a completely random beach ramble about the nature of friendship.